Okay, you asked for it. We're going to be evaluating yet another self-tape submission so that we can evaluate this actor's work on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast, the Patio podcast video for actors from a casting director. That's me, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. What a thrill for me to be here with you today. I'm very excited because we're going to be taking a look at yet another self-submit video that I am going to evaluate live on the air. That means I haven't taken a look at it. I'm going to give you the very first impressions that I have regarding this actor's work. And it'll be kind of fun, I think, for you to hear some evaluations about actors' work on their self-submit videos so that you can get a better idea about what you might need to do on your self-submit videos. Everyone says self-tape these days. I always kind of makes me chuckle because there's no tape involved. Hello, no tape involved. But anyway, I'm going to be evaluating a self-tape live on the air. And listen, if you're just listening to the podcast, that's okay, because I'm going to talk about acting moments and you can still hear the work being done. But I also will make it very clear if there are some technical issues that I can evaluate as well. I'm going to make sure you understand what I'm talking about. But if you are interested in seeing the actual video that has been sent to me, then I ask you to go ahead and go to castingactorscast@gmail.com or the website castingactorscast.com. That's castingactorscast, all one word. Also, you can go to the YouTube channel, Casting Actors Cast. Go figure. So any of those places will help get you to taking a look at this video, and I'm very grateful to the actors who have been submitting videos to me. Now, speaking of taking an action, doing something so that you can improve your work, I implore you to go to castingactorscast.com. If you just fill in that little form called Dive into the Talent Pool, that's going to open up a lot of freebies for you. One is a book that I wrote called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. And it's a free 100-page book all about doing voice work. So that's absolutely free of charge. You'll also see a place called Jeff's Jots. It is show notes that correspond to the various episodes. I put all my show notes up there called Jeff's Jots. Also, there's a free secret video. It's a secret video, meaning that only those people who kind of give me their email address. Oh, by the way, I know I've said this before, and it's true. I don't spam you unnecessarily with stuff. Every great once in a while, I might send something your way that I think might be of interest to you, but it's really not a spammy situation, I can assure you. But by simply going to that space after you filled out the form, you're going to see this video called What Casting Directors Don't Want You to Know, Casting Secrets. And it's a free 20-minute patio. It's actually a video, not a patio. It's not on audio. It's just a video about me talking about these really cool casting director secrets. And now it's also that time where I get to shout out to my great friends at Actors Connection. And here is that little promo. And now a shout out and thanks to my good friends at Actors Connection. Since 1991, Actors Connection has been the place for talent to connect with industry pros with classes, intensives, seminars, and showcases. And now their programs are all virtual. We're talking working with casting directors, agents, and industry insiders to give you useful, practical, and professional training. So check them out at actorsconnection.com/NYC. And finally, I just wanted to draw your attention to this really cool website that I've discovered. I would love to hear from you about this. If you find this interesting or valuable, please let me know. It's called We Audition, weaudition.com. Really, you can find a rehearsal or self-tape partner instantly on this new website. You can audition and take general meetings via video chat on this website. You can get career advice from industry professionals on this website. Finally, you can earn money by rehearsing with other actors on this website. So there's a lot of cool things to do. WeAudition.com. And for a limited time, if you use the promo code CAC25, that's CAC25, you're going to get a 25% discount off of the regular price. Casting Actors Cast is the CAC25 for 25% off. And that's strictly for those of you who are listening to Casting Actors Cast. Those of you who are listening to me right now, it's kind of a cool deal. So I invite you to please check them out at weaudition.com. Oh, so that's all my, gosh, lots of stuff, right? That's all my stuff. I wanted to share with you all my shameless promotional stuff. But now I want to go ahead and play this wonderful audition, and we're going to take a look at it together for the first time. The actor's name is Christopher Ryan Quiros. Let's first read Christopher's correspondence to me. He submitted this video along with this correspondence. He says, "My name is Christopher Ryan Quiros, and I discovered your podcast today and fell in love with it. Such wonderful information. I especially like the tip about framing yourself just to the left of center. I will definitely implement this in my future submission. I wanted to submit my monologue audition package to get some of your amazing feedback." Oh, thank you. "These have been my prominent pieces that I've been using over the past year. The video is actually of two monologues, but I completely understand if you only have time for the first one. It really is an amazing opportunity you're providing, and I can't thank you enough. Here is the YouTube link for my video." Well, Christopher, thank you so much for submitting the video. And let's take a look at Christopher Quiros right now.
"Hi, my name is Christopher Ryan Quiros, and this is Witch by Jen Silverman, followed by Slave Play by Jeremy O. Harris. I hate him. Sometimes I really fucking hate him. The way he takes up space and sort of sprawls around, and the way he talks, and then also I want to just put my hands around his throat and squeeze. And then I want to mash my face into his face, and I want to be so close to him, I want to wear him. And I feel sad, and I feel kind of sick. You know what I mean? It's complicated. I just don't understand how you can want to murder someone and then also want them to be closer to you than your own skin. I mean, is that love? Is that hate? Like, what even is that? Is that how you feel? I'm not white! I said that day one. I'm not. Please don't fucking say that. It's ignorance. It's erasure. And it's violent. That's so casual. A white woman being casually violent. Who would have guessed? I do still care! Because when I said that I wanted to move to a nicer part of town, the argument that flared up around your perception that that meant a whiter neighborhood completely disregarded the fact that for me, the world isn't black and white. There are shades in between. And perhaps the reason I don't want to live in East Harlem anymore has nothing to do with me not wanting to live near black people, and everything to do with me wanting to be able to get to an audition on time without having to walk almost a mile to get to a decent train. Thank you so much."
All right, Christopher, thank you so much. Let me give you some feedback on both of the pieces. Let me give you some first impressions. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about the technical side of things. And then I hope you'll find this really, really useful. And for those of you who are listening and watching, I'm going to try and make it as clear as possible so that you understand, I think, exactly what I'm talking about when I'm sharing some of this feedback. So these are my very, very first impressions. And my rule is, of course, if you hear something nice that I say about the work, please do not dismiss the nice things and only wait to hear the critique-y part. You know what? It takes just as much energy for me to say something kind, something that's working well for you, as it does for me to give you some suggestions on how to improve. So please give it equal weight and value. Don't do what actors normally do, which is just give me the criticism. I don't need to hear the nice stuff. Well, you know what? We need to be nice to ourselves. And if we're going to beat ourselves up, please use a feather. So first and foremost, I just love your energy overall. You have such a fresh, high energy. You've got such a nice smile when you do your slate. And then launching into the first character, really was charged with a lot of energy. And you know what I love is that you have a subtext that's saying, I can't wait to show you how I'm doing or how I'm going to do this. And so I think that's very captivating, and I really enjoyed that very, very much. Plus, you're just naturally funny. You've got one of those naturally funny kind of energies that are really fun to watch. So those are really good attributes. I can tell your love of performing. So all of that comes through really nice, loud, and clear. So when you're that close to the backdrop, it does cast that shadow, and it also feels a little bit confining. It feels like you're in a limited amount of space. Please know that the backdrop is there to not be something that we focus on. So I'd have you stand about 2 feet downstage of where the backdrop is. Now, I know room, you know, for everybody, room is going to be a little bit of a question, but I suggest that you do that if you can. If not, you might want to rearrange where you're actually shooting it, just because I don't want you to feel so confined. The second is more of an acting note, I think, and that is that because you split the focus on who you were talking to, I really think it behooves you to make sure you really make key in on where that significant other is in the scene. Now, I kind of got the idea that you might have been talking to more than one person. And if that's the case, and it doesn't really require a difficult shift on your part, I suggest making it to one person. That way you can establish that person visually in your eye line, which I thought was really good, by the way. And that, I think, becomes much more useful, much cleaner in terms of where your reference point is when you're talking about the other person in the scene. So the energy is really, really great for this. I think that even though you have a high level of energy, I think that it's valuable for you to keep it more contained in the room that you are in. In other words, it seems slightly presentational to me that you were sort of being a little bigger than you needed to be. And you know what? Frankly, I always hated those notes. You know, when actors who have some stage work, they go from stage into to film or television, they're told, you know, bring it down, do less. I'm not saying do less. I think the intentions need to be the same. I think all of the natural enthusiasm that you have need to be the same. But now if you can channel the focus to that one person in the room with you, I think you're going to find it a much more successful, and I believe it's going to come across as more conversational. And I think in that way, we get to see a real person in a real situation rather than just kind of really being so energetic. I hope that that makes sense to you. Now, let's talk about the second one as well. Again, great energy, really nice, fun sensibility that you're bringing to the piece. I felt that the gesturing was a little presentational. And by that, I mean it was a little outside of yourself. Now, I love the idea of this character being that energetic, but it felt to me as if you were sort of watching yourself doing the gestures rather than having the gesture come out of an organic place because of your own innate enthusiasm. I hope that that makes sense, because it felt a little bit on the pushed side. It needed to be connected, I think, a little bit more with the real person behind it. And I think that that even makes it funnier, much more interesting. Don't let the energy sort of push me out of participating in the scene with you. Now, good things that you did. You had a lot of empathy, especially in the second one. I really got the vocal variety. I really got the varied approaches that you gave to the character. The rhythm of the work, the writing was all very apparent and very strong overall. I would only suggest that you think in terms of being more specific with the risks that you might be taking with this character. That means the intentions need to really have a place to go. And so once you start out at a high level and you're giving me all of this energy, it doesn't give you a lot of room to show me as much variety and versatility as I think that you're capable of. So I hope that these have been helpful to you. I hope that you get a good, useful idea about how to just simply shape this a little bit more. But the work overall is quite good. You're really fun to watch. And I can't thank you enough for submitting your video. So that was Christopher Ryan Quiros. So I hope, you know, my damage to names is like really turning into a thing now. And I apologize if I didn't get it right, but really appreciate your kind words. And thank you for taking the chance and getting your work out there. And I certainly am so grateful and pleased that you did such a good job. And I look forward to seeing future submissions to McCorkle Group from you, Christopher. Thank you so much. Very, very good. So now let's just chat for an additional minute or two before we close things off today so that we can get an idea of what are the overall important aspects of when you do your self-submit videos. And I think Christopher demonstrated this really, really well. His love of performing, his love of the material was one thing, but keeping it in a real place for yourself really means that you're performing in the space that you are currently occupying with the person you're talking to in the room. So if you're able to do that, if you're able to keep it realistic, and I know it's an additional burden on the actor's part to try and project that person being right in front of you. But if you do that, then you're going to have a lot more opportunities for vocal variety, for emotional gear changes, going from one thought to another thought. It really is going to open up a lot more creative opportunities for you. Also, that sense of spontaneity that an audition can have makes you such an attractive candidate, so that you're not just bringing in what you rehearsed, but you're doing something a little bit more in that you're just saying to yourself, I'm going to just play. I'm just going to see what happens. And as we noticed from Christopher and from his note that he'd been doing these monologues for about a year now, you know, there's something to be said about when you do them for such an extended period of time. Are you able to make interesting choices and discoveries if you've been doing it for a long period of time? And if that's the case, this might be the time to change it up a bit or to really work on taking another point of view, just for your own sake, just for your own ability to show me your technique as an actor. So those are a couple of additional thoughts I had about the work. Thank you so much for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. We're going to be taking a look at more self-tape evaluations. All you need to do is send them to me. You send the link to castingactorscast, all one word, at gmail.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. It was really fun today, and I hope to see you again on the next episode of Casting Actors Cast. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.